Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. And yes, it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday on the Marks and Reese Show. John Marks, Ike Reese live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Our normal Friday hangout. Mr. Reese, what is up?
What up there, Johnny Marks? Friday. Finally.
Yeah, it feels like the Wednesday holiday made yesterday feel like a Monday. So today doesn't feel like a Friday, but it's a Friday.
But it is a Friday.
It's all that matters.
Yep, I noticed the traffic on the way over here. Everyone heading to the shore.
I got nailed coming down. Well, I was driving in the rain, but then there was just volume and everything else. So, yeah, people headed down. Weather's supposed to be nice this weekend, so everybody be safe and enjoy
yourself.
Cool
off a little bit. We needed some rain.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, my grass looking a little bit brown. Right? I know what your grass looked like.
My grass, I would actually be okay if all my grass looked brown today.
Yeah, a little charred?
There's a patch of it that looks black, yeah.
Is it medium well or well?
Well.
Well, I can't help you with that. I'm not natural lawn, but I can give you the number of my guy for natural lawn. No, but listen, man, you know, it's funny. You said this to me when we're getting ready to come on the air. You're like, you know what? I miss the Phillies not playing last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little bit of a void in our sport night here in Philadelphia.
Not used to them being off twice during the week.
It's got to be the only time scheduled days off, right?
Yeah.
They have eight games next week, so they have no days off, and they play the doubleheader.
So last night, man, I'm like trying to turn the tube on. Oh, the Phillies aren't playing tonight.
Yeah, you're right. And the other thing is,
the Phillies aren't playing.
It almost feels like that they haven't, because like for me on the 4th of July, I was in the car. I was at a barbecue, and then I was in the car, and then I'm trying to get the kids fed and in bed. So I'm looking up at the TV. I'm catching the score, this or that. When they were on at 7 o'clock, I, for the most part, seeing most of the game.
It's easy to watch it. Yeah, 7.
Day off. Yeah, so you have a day off. You have the 4th of July. You have a day off last night. I feel like I haven't really watched the Phillies in the week.
right?
Yeah, it's been a while. Well, they're back at it tonight.
That's a good thing, because you know what that means? That means they are inching ever so closer to our hearts.
Yeah, they are.
Right?
They are. So
we're starting to rely on them for our entertainment.
You're darn right.
You know?
19 days till training camp.
Yeah.
Training camp, it'll be fun, but I don't know if there's going to be big storylines. And it'd be perfect for the Phillies to be in a playoff chase or maybe even in the playoff lead like they are right now as we get ready for the Eagles season. So check this out. I remember, Ben, I don't know if you were working this day. You might have been off. Might have been Fritzen. But we were at a Friday's it was a Friday show at Chickies in Egg Harbor Township.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to get you to commit to getting on, to fully investing yourself on the Phillies train. Today's D-Day on the Marks and Reese Show. Today's the day that you get on or you get off, you don't get on, and then when you're on later, it's not going to be the same.
Mm.
Right? You're not on the head train. You're not on the float. All right? You can root for him. I'm not going to tell you you can't root for him.
Right.
But today's the day to decide whether you think this team is real. Because here's what you said, Ike. You said to me back in June, I'll say it was a month ago, you're like, yeah, man, but they got a whole month and they got a tough stretch, and I'm not sitting here telling you they're going to the playoffs right now. I don't feel like that.
Right.
Right?
That's where I was.
As we stand here on July 6th, how are you feeling now? It's D-Day. You can't hedge anymore.
Listen, I'll tell you this.
All right?
I do feel a lot better about the team.
You do.
I do. I feel a lot better about the team. 10 games over 500. Wouldn't have expected this at this point in the season.
Right.
Yeah, I'm all in. I'm all in.
You're all in.
Yep, I'm all in. I thought about it, and I was going to say, oh, well, let me see what they do at the trading deadline.
Yeah, that's the other thing you were saying.
Right. I was going to say, let me see what they do at the trade deadline. You know what?
You were trying to wait till August.
Yeah, they're good to go.
So you're good to go.
Yes. I believe they make the playoffs, and I do believe they find a way to get Manny Machado here.
You do believe that?
I do believe
that. So there's a splash coming.
Yeah, I do believe that's going to happen, and it's going to be one hell of a ride from August through September to get the Red October. It's been a while since it's been Red October around.
A lot of time left.
Yeah.
Just a couple games over the halfway mark. I know the All-Star get breaks coming up here, and not this weekend, next weekend. But so you're officially now, I think, three or four games over the official halfway point. Let's send it back to the studio, our producer, Ben Livingston. Ben, you're a big Phillies fan. You were on the scene in 2008. Are you still kind of waiting? Because, listen, I've been on for a while. I was on a month ago. I said this team's going to the playoffs, and I feel great about it. Where do we stand with you right now?
Well, here's what I need to know, John.
Yeah.
What does being in entail? Do I think this team can make the playoffs? Yeah, I think most people think they could. My question I'm trying to debate with myself is not whether or not I think this team can make the playoffs. It's if I think this team is a real contender, because there are two kinds of contenders. There's the team where maybe they could make the playoffs, maybe they could get in. And then there's the team where you think they could do some damage. They could win a couple series. They could go on a surprise run. Like, you know, you think the 2007 Rockies, kind of. So I'm debating with myself, is this a team that could not only make the playoffs but go on some sort of a run? And I got to be honest, the more I look at this team, the more I say yes. Because despite the fact that so many guys have struggled, they've still ridden a pretty great rotation to a pretty good record. And
yeah, the
all the guys
good.
Who have struggled start playing well. I mean, why can't this team win the division, get into the playoffs, push to the NLCS, and then anything happens?
All right, so Ike, that's it today. It's on or off. Today's D-Day. Make a decision. Is this team for real? Or is this team still, in your eyes, like, yeah, I like them, rooting for them, but I can't say right now that I think that this team is a true contender. You said 2007 Rockies. Well, we're talking about the Phillies. You lose to the Rockies in the playoffs, and it's like they were a year away, that Phillies team. Is this Phillies team a year or two away from being a true contender? You know why, Ike? You look at the Yankees and the Red Sox, they kind of look like they're on a different planet.
Yeah, to call them a true contender, I would need the Machado trade and another pitcher.
So Cole.
Yeah.
You get Cole back here, Machado, Velasquez goes into the bullpen,
yeah.
You're calling it.
Yeah, because I, you know, even though, you know, Pivetta had a nice little stretch there, it's still not solidified to be a big game pitcher just yet.
So here it is.
Not yet.
888-729-9494. Are the Phillies, in your eyes, this is also on Twitter, not just a contender, but a serious contender? You look at them and you say, you know what? Just like the Eagles. No one expected the Eagles in 2018, 2017, 2018. To win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That was supposed to be the first year, and the next year was maybe the year they contended. Now, the Eagles bucked that trend. They won the Super Bowl. Can the Phillies do something similar, or are they a year away from being the serious contender? Maybe a year away from being a year away. 888-729-9494. I stand firmly and very confident in this. This team is a playoff team. This team is indeed a serious contender for the World Series. They're going to win minimum 90 games. And they're going to do it on their starting pitching. And the fact that Gabe Kapler, for whatever reason, his team seems to find ways to win. They win a lot of close games. They win some they hold on to games. They're winning extra inning games. They're very good at home. This team is a serious contender right now. Do you agree? 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese live from Chickies and Pizza. We're at South Philadelphia on a Friday, Ike.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels good to be a Friday, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Really does.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Yeah.
Also today, so when you call in and you give us your good, we're really going to do it. You want to do it to just good callers because we have a lot of different stuff to talk about. It's a Phillies Friday.
Yeah.
We got Phillies tickets.
Yep. Got tickets to give away.
All right. San Diego Padres, Phillies, Sunday, July 22nd, 1:35. All fans receive Pico Phillies socks. For tickets, go to Phillies.com. So there you go. Make your case for yes or no why the Phillies are a World Series contender. And I just made my case. They're starting pitching. Now, it's got to hold up. But their starting pitching is one of the best in Major League Baseball from top to bottom.
Yeah, I can't go World Series contender. I'll say playoffs.
Well, that's good. We got you up to the playoffs.
Yeah, I can't go World Series.
After the trade deadline, you may.
Then I'm in.
Machado and Cole.
Yep.
I say World Series right now. And maybe I'm getting I'm not getting ahead of myself.
You are, but it's okay.
I am not. You said the same thing. You were annoyed with me the show we did because I was angry that people were being like, oh, Dubel sucks and the Gabe Kapler sucks And I was like, man, like, what do they need to do right now? Right?
Yeah.
And then we're a month later. They just went through a stretch. They're headed into Pittsburgh this weekend to the Pirates. Right? They could win 2 or 3. Ten games over 500.
Win 2 or 3.
You're darn right. You have Pivetta. Pirates. You have Arrieta. Arrieta better have a good outing.
Yes.
Too. You better have a winning outing.
Yes.
I'm getting kind of... He hasn't been terrible, right? He's been bad.
It's just that he hasn't been what we thought he would be.
He had a great second half last year.
He did.
So maybe that's what he does this year.
That's what we're hanging our hat on now.
Yeah, but he hasn't been... he's not pitching to a 6 ERA.
No, I agree with you there. Yeah.
I've been a little bit disappointed.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
And you know this. And this is why you've been a little disappointed.
What?
He sort of raised the stakes a little bit when he did his little call out of the manager and Scott Kingery.
I thought there was a 2-hit shutout in the next start.
Yeah, so when he did that, now we're all looking at him like, all right, now you need to do your job. You do your part.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you think it's something to the way they play defense behind him?
Yeah, why? Hey, listen, I remember there was a Phillies pitcher. He came over from the Twins. I think he just spent a year in Philly, Eric Milton. And for whatever reason, they hit behind him. They played great defense behind him because he ended up winning some games, but his ERA wasn't great. Like, he just won those games for that 1 year. Arrieta's the exact opposite. Like, yeah, I mean, they don't play defense. They don't hit.
Right.
Like every outing. 888-729-9494. I think there is something to it.
Yeah, right? I don't know.
Could be. Could
be. I thought about that the last time he pitched, and they still had another error in one of his outings. I'm like, okay,
every outing.
Yeah, are they locked in when he pitches? Like, what's going on?
Did he make them too nervous?
I'm like, what the hell is this?
I don't know.
But anyway.
Here's another
He needs to get it together, but that's another reason why we need Cole Hamels.
I'll take him.
Right? Just in case.
I'll take him. So, serious contender, not serious contender. We'll get to the phones on that. Also, Ike, we're here at Chickies and Pete's. They make great pizza. Mm-hmm. Some of the greatest great pizza in Philadelphia, whether you're doing a lobster, whether you're doing a regular. What do you have today over there?
I got a buffalo chicken pizza.
And you put ranch instead of blue cheese on it, right?
Yeah, I don't like blue cheese.
And ranch is good on that pizza,
too. Yeah, man.
Is there a better food in the world than pizza? I think even Ben can eat pizza. And he only eats hummus and celery.
Right.
Back in the studio.
I bet you he doesn't know how to eat a slice of pizza.
Ben, do you eat pizza?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
My favorite food, probably.
Is there a better...
Knife and a fork, too, don't you?
All right.
I like the big slices that you have to fold
right.
to get in your mouth and just
grease dripping.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Gotta have a little grease coming off the cheese.
Oh yeah, Chickies has a great pizza here. Is there a better food in the world than pizza? And if it is, what is it? 888-729-9494 for a lot of different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Get this Pizzadelphia thing coming up that we'll be talking about with the station.
Yep.
But think about it. You can pretty much go anywhere in this country and get a decent slice of pizza, right? You'd be Anchorage, Alaska. Right. You know, for the most part, you can go find a pizza place mm-hmm. and it'll be all right.
Where's the best pizza made?
New York, I would say.
Yeah. Okay.
There's some good pizza here. Chicago, you get a lot of variety.
They're known for their pizza. You had to get the deep dish.
Cincinnati, they put chili on it?
No.
They don't?
I don't think so.
They put chili on everything else, spaghetti. <right. laughs> I mean, think about it. Some people eat cold pizza.
Yeah. I can't eat it cold.
I don't need a cold.
Yeah.
We'll discuss.
I can eat it room temperature. Like if it's set out all night.
Before the refrigeration.
Yeah, if it goes in the refrigerator, I got to warm it up.
Can you nuke it or do you need the oven?
I use the oven.
I try to, but
I don't use the microwave for pizza.
It depends on how good the pizza is.
Yeah.
If it's from one of the chain places.
Right, like a Domino's
or something.
I'm not wasting
my time.
Right.
I'm not wasting my time. That goes in the microwave. 888-729-9494. A lot to talk about, including your contending Philadelphia Phillies. Today is D-Day. On or off for 2018?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.